You are listening to the Winters and King Law Firm Podcast.
Hello, my name is Spencer Pittman. I am one of the business lawyers at Winters and King, which is a full-service business law firm in Oklahoma. Our law firm specializes in for-profit and not-for-profit business law services. This podcast will help to answer questions commonly raised by Winters and King's clients or others that are thinking about using our services, including creating a new business. Incorporating your vision or business, including whether or not to form a limited liability company, depends on the specific needs and goals of the prospective business owner. And consulting with an attorney prior to the formation is often the best option for your particular situation. Legally establishing a limited liability company in Oklahoma is a simple and easy process, which involves filling out and submitting forms to the Oklahoma Secretary of State and signing an agreement that defines the rights and obligations of each limited liability company owner. Designating your company as a limited liability company in Oklahoma may have significant procedural and tax advantages over a corporation, sole proprietorship, or general partnership designations. To legally establish your business as a limited liability company in Oklahoma, you will first need to fill out and submit articles of organization. This document outlines specific information about your company, such as the name, address, and registered agent, and how long you wish the business to be in existence. If you intend to offer professional services that require a license, such as doctors, psychologists, therapists, or attorneys, you may elect under the Oklahoma law to designate your business as a professional limited liability company, also called a PLLC. The name of the limited liability company is required to contain the words limited liability company, limited company, or abbreviations of these terms such as LLC, LC, or LTD. The name also must be different enough from other Oklahoma companies and out-of-state companies that have registered to do business in Oklahoma so that the Oklahoma Secretary of State can differentiate between the businesses. The Oklahoma Secretary of State has a service available to assist in your name search. Keep in mind that this service does not protect your business from trademark disputes if your business's name is closely similar to another company's. You should seek legal assistance and advice prior to filing an article of organization to determine if your company's limited liability company name is too closely similar to another company, which could raise future potential legal issues. The registered agent is another important disclosure on the articles of organization. This agent will accept service of process on behalf of the limited liability company. For instance, if your limited liability company was named as a party in a lawsuit, the lawsuit is considered properly served on the limited liability company if it's served on the registered agent. The registered agent must be an Oklahoma resident, and the address listed for the registered agent may not be a P.O. box. The terms of existence of the limited liability company refers to how long the owners of the limited liability company desire the company to stay registered with the Oklahoma Secretary of State. Generally, most limited liability companies list the term of existence as perpetual, meaning continuous until the limited liability company is terminated, either by the owners, by another party with the power to cease the limited liability company's business designation, or by court order, such as the dissolution. Once those determinations have been made, at least one person has to sign the articles of organization. The person signing the articles of organization do not have to be a member of the company or an owner. The articles must also be filed with the Oklahoma Secretary of State, and this can be done entirely online. Once the articles of organization are filed with the Oklahoma Secretary of State, you have officially started your business. There are annual fees, filings, and taxes to pay for the limited liability company. Now that you've created a business, the next step in the process should be obtaining your employment identification number, also called an EIN number, from the IRS. This too can be done online. The EIN number is like a social security number for a business, and it permits you to open bank accounts and conduct business transactions in the name of your limited liability company. A final piece of business is to help establish the governance and internal operations of your company, which is in the operating agreement. The operating agreement is the internal document between the members of the organization, which determines the rights of the members and how the business will be operated. Operating agreements should minimally state, number one, who will manage the limited liability company, either the members themselves or a set of designated managers. Number two, the owners' respective interest in the company, in other words, the percentage of ownership interest, and their initial contributions to the company. And number three, how their ownership interest can be added, taken away, or transferred. The lack of an operating agreement or a poorly worded operating agreement can result in a costly partnership dispute and litigation in the event of a disagreement, a falling out, or if one partner decides to potentially go their own separate way. For instance, a dispute over the respective ownership interest by owners of the limited liability company can lead to an expensive court battle and may result in a court or a jury determining yours and the other owners' stake in the business, which could have easily been determined from the outset through a properly drafted corporate governing document. Also, if one owner accuses another owner of wrongdoing, which is often called a breach of a fiduciary duty, a poorly worded operating agreement or internal governing document can lead to that owner being stuck with the other accused owner, which may require litigation to have a court determine how to handle the situation, or possibly worse, needing the court to judicially dissolve the entire limited liability company because of no other remaining options. The attorneys at Winters & King have decades of experience in forming businesses, such as limited liability companies, and drafting strong operating agreements to protect your rights as a business owner and to avoid potential future business, ownership, or partner disputes. If you are ready to start a business, you want to protect your rights and minimize your liability exposure, call the business attorneys at Winters & King at 918-494-6868.